Emma Goldman was not being taught, and so I decided my students had to know something about anarchism and about Emma Goldman and her friends. And when I started to teach at Boston University, I attended one of those, when you start to teach somewhere, they have a reception for new faculty members, which is always very boring. And at this reception for new faculty members, I found myself sipping sherry with another new faculty member who was going to be in, well, what questions you ask? What department will you be in? He's going to be in the philosophy department. What department will I be in? Well, I was going to be in the political science department. Ah. And what is your political philosophy, he asked. Well, you're not supposed to ask that of somebody in the political science department. I never heard of anybody in the political science department who had a political philosophy, you see. It's not professional. But I thought I had to come up with something, so I said, I guess I'm an anarchist. And he looked at me, and he said, that's impossible. Anyway, so anarchism is still not taught. It's interesting. It teaches political theory, political philosophy, also long lists of political theorists and anarchists, and anarchism, you know, still doesn't have a recognition as a political philosophy. So it's an important thing for people to look at and for people to read. From living my life, from Emma Goldman's autobiography, I went on to Alexander Berkman's Prison Memoirs of an Anarchist, which has been out of print for a long time, but there's a new sort of edition which has most of it and other Berkman's writings, which is published by a little publishing outfit in Manhattan called Four Walls, Eight Windows. And then what? Oh, and then I was in Amsterdam. And because I was in Amsterdam, I decided to look up the International Institute of Social History, which if you ever go to Amsterdam, and I'm sure all of you will soon go to Amsterdam, you will find in the International Institute of Social History a wonderful collection of documents, materials, letters from and to all sorts of people. And you know, they collected stuff from the Nazi archives. That doesn't mean the Nazi, that is from Germany, which the Nazis had secreted away and didn't want anybody to look at, you know, like Karl Marx's early letters. There was no point really secreting them away because nobody could ever read Marx's handwriting. But they had stuff, and then they had this collection of Emma Goldman, of letters to and from Emma Goldman. A wonderful collection. So I spent days and days and days sitting there in Amsterdam copying pieces of these letters. And then I get home and I find that Richard Drinnen has already done that and has published a lot of that. He and his wife, Anna Marie Drinnen, published that in a book, which also you should read. I'm telling you all of this. I'm giving you this bibliographical information because there's not much I can tell you in a short time about that fantastically rich and complex life. And so, you know, you really have to go and read stuff for yourself. And